and it is the day after Thanksgiving, and if you're lucky, you have a lot of leftovers to get through. Here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst is with me in the studio, and she is stuffed with ideas for making those leftovers into something new. Kathy, great to see you again.
Hey, Peter. Nice to see you.
Well, I think a lot of people would actually agree with me when I say that Thanksgiving leftovers are the best part of Thanksgiving.
Totally down with you. Absolutely agree. I mean, I always cook Thanksgiving dinner thinking, actually, about, oh, wow, with the leftover squash, I can do this. With the leftover turkey,
really?
I can do that. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I always want leftovers. It's a long weekend, and there are usually a lot of people around, and we tend to go through them by the next week. By Monday, it's all gone.
How do you make them not taste like leftovers, though?
Okay, great question. So part of it is the mindset that leftover is not necessarily, like, the most enticing word. Like, I would never put a plate in front of you and say, hey, Peter, here's some leftovers.
Yeah.
But I will say, hey, Peter, here are three dishes I made using the leftovers from my Thanksgiving dinner.
All right. I am looking at this right now.
Of course you are.
Is that some sort of pot pie?
It is. And that is a pretty classic thing to do with leftover turkey. So this is a turkey pot pie. If you've roasted vegetables, you could throw that in. I have parsnips in there, carrots, shallots, leeks, and celery also.
It's beautiful. And actually, it also looks beautiful. You have this perfect
crust. It's got a nice crust. So yeah. I made a buttery crust, and it is pretty simple to make. The recipe will be on the website. But I added some fresh thyme to the pastry. So it's an herb-flavored pastry. And then there's herbs in the sauce in the pot pie. So this is a little trick we do to answer your question. We bring fresh new flavors to quote-unquote leftover food.
Right. This looks like a first run, not a day after.
Nothing's supposed to look like a day after. I mean, even your sandwich should look like brand new. Wow, this is a great sandwich. The classic midnight sandwich of, we have Thanksgiving early in the late afternoon. And by the time you've cleaned up and collapsed, sometimes even napped at about 11, my husband's like,
you're ready for the
where's
second
the sandwich?
Yeah. Okay, what else?
So this is really interesting. This is Mapo Tofu. This is a classic Chinese dish that's traditionally made with ground beef or ground pork. And I thought, why not use leftover turkey? So it's tofu and ginger and garlic, and it is spicy.
I'm going to taste it in just a second, but this is an Asian dish. This is the opposite of traditional American.
Absolutely. But this is the thing, particularly about turkey. It is ultimately a fairly neutral flavored meat, and it adapts really well to many cultures and many different ingredients. And I love this. I just chopped some dark meat and some white meat, leftover turkey, sauteed it with ginger and garlic and chili paste, soy sauce, and then added some of my turkey stock, added some tofu, and it's just a simple dish you make in a wok.
It's got a good spice to it.
Yeah, it's got a kick. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Now, I know that the Japanese slurp their soup, so I'm going to just
go for it. Absolutely. It's full of flavor, right? Did you get that slurp?
Yeah. What about the stock? This is good.
This is where you start, really. After you've had your turkey sandwiches, you've sliced off the turkey. So then you have this carcass, and you're going to be tempted to throw it away.
No, don't do that.
Do not. Mm-hmm. That carcass is filled with flavor. So you put the carcass in a pot. You add carrot, celery, onions, peppercorn, bay leaf. Fill it almost with water, bring it to a boil, lower it, let it simmer for about an hour and a half, and you're going to have a huge pot of beautiful turkey stock, which you can use in the same way that you would use chicken stock.
And you could probably freeze that.
For sure. And my advice is if you freeze it in different sized containers. Sometime you'll want to make ramen, and you'll say, oh, I have homemade turkey stock in the freezer, and you'll want a quart maybe. But I also sometimes will freeze it into those old-fashioned ice cube trays so I can just pop out a little ice cube size of turkey stock. So I get to use it for a sauce. The last dish is the most refreshing. So
it's going to be different than the other two. I can tell just by looking
at it. It's going to be super different. So we had roasted butternut and acorn squash from our garden, and it was glazed with maple syrup. So I made a salad with fresh fennel, fresh oranges this season. There's the acorn squash surrounding it. It's got sun-dried cranberries for flavor and sweetness. and it's got pumpkin seeds for a raw crunch.
It is so bright. It is, you know, almost the antithesis of fall, even.
And also of what you think of with leftovers.
And also, I say that not the squash, of course, is very autumnal, but you've got this citrus in there. I think that really just brings it to
life. It's very bright flavors. Yeah. It's super refreshing. And after all the heavy holiday foods, this salad will be a welcome relief.
So good. Now, before I let you go, I want to ask you a question that I think a lot of people deal with around this time of year. When is it time to just give up on the leftovers? Just get them out of the refrigerator.
You want to pop them into the freezer is what you want to do, because I'm telling you, in mid-January, you're going to be very interested in the fact that there is cooked turkey in your freezer, and you can make mapo tofu, and you can make a pot pie, and you can make this gorgeous salad, and all the other ideas that you can come up with. It's just you're sick of it now. Mm. But boy, in the middle of the winter, it will be a nice surprise in your freezer.
All right. Well, all of this is going to
be. Never give up.
Never give up. I am not going to give up. And in fact, it may be a couple days until I'm hungry again, but that's fine.
Well, you're easy.
Yeah. We'll have all of these recipes on our website at hereandnow.org. Kathy Gunst, thank you so much.
That was delicious. Nice.